The Subcommittee on Committees of the Rules Committee will come to order. We have a group of appointments that we need to consider. Why don't we just start from the top, Mr. Kramer?
All right, Mr. Chair. The first one on our list today is the Advisory Council on the Interstate Compact for Juveniles. Like many of the groups that we're going to be appointing to today, this was created by legislation this past session. We have two appointments to that from the Subcommittee on Committees, one from the majority, one from the minority. The first is Senator Betzold, who is asked to be on the commission. And then the minority had recommended Senator Limmer, which with that for this group.
These are reappointments?
They're first appointments. This is a new group.
It's a new, excuse me.
New group just created.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could you go back? Which group are we talking about?
I'm sorry. It's the Advisory Council on the Interstate Compact for Juveniles.
Okay, so this is a new group created in one of the bills, I take it.
Correct. And
Chairman, do you need individual motions or anything, or no?
I think a motion to appoint Senator Betzold and Senator Limmer would be appropriate. Okay. Senator Metzen moves to appoint Senator Betzold and Senator Limmer. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion adopted.
All right. The next group is another one that was just created by legislation this year. And in fact, it was created in the special session bill and perhaps as a result of the short time period under which that bill was created, there was a drafting error so that this group actually needs to be appointed by the Rules Committee. However, we can make the recommendation here so they can know who they're going to be getting eventually. It's the Chemical and Mental Health Services Transformation Advisory Task Force.
Senator Senjum moves Senator Sharon and Senator Rosen.
Yes.
Recommended. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed. Motion adopted. And can we, that has to be by the full rules, so could we'll do a round robin letter or something? Would that be, is there a reason to bring the Rules Committee in for other things?
Not at the moment.
So maybe we'll do that.
Do we have a quorum of the Rules Committee here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Berglund?
With Berglund, that's.
We need six.
Berglund is stump, yeah.
Yeah, we won't, so we'll figure it out, but. And it will. It may not be that there's an urgency. Maybe this will suffice for now. So, okay.
All right. The next one on our list, Mr. Chair, is the Commuter Rail Corridor Coordinating Committee. This is a group that has existed through the Department of Transportation. And this year in the transportation bill, we were given a new appointment to make to this. It's one member of a labor organization operating in and with authority for trains or rail yards or stations junctioning with freight and commuter rail lines on corridors. For this, we would recommend David Brown, who is a Teamster and is a chairman of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen State. The Trainmen State Legislative Board, and he's from Fridley and has many years of experience working on these types of corridors and has established a level of expertise on these policies.
Senator acceptance.
Senator Senjum moves that Mr. Brown be appointed. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Aye.
Motion adopted.
All right, next is another new commission, the Coon Rapids Dam Commission.
More government.
And this was created by new legislation this session. And the two recommendations we have for this are Senator Foley and Senator Jungbauer. And Senator Jungbauer actually proposed the initial bill that was eventually folded into the environmental bill. So
you like these appointments.
Senator Senjum moves that Senator Jungbauer and Senator Foley.
Chair, with reluctance.
Make a motion to just do away with the committee.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion down.
All right, then. Our next appointment is the Council on Local Results and Innovation. This was a committee created, again, this year, and it has four appointments, members of the public, and in particular members of the public with expertise in city government and county government and local performance measurement systems. So we have four appointments to this. The first recommendation is Jay Strobel, who is the Director of Planning and Management for Minneapolis, and he works with performance measurement systems. And you may recognize the name. He gives testimony on a lot of local government issues here at the Capitol. And lives in Maplewood. The second recommendation is Patricia Caldwell. She is a policy analyst for AMC, the Association of Minnesota Counties, and formerly with the Department of Health from 1988 to 2001. Years of experience in county government and innovation in local results. She lives in Minnetonka. And then we also have Jay Kudrowski, who works at the Humphrey Center and is an expert in this field. He lives in Minneapolis. And finally, we have Wendy Underwood, who works in St. Paul, works for Mayor Coleman on performance measurement systems, and again has developed expertise in this field. So we would recommend those four to be the appointments to the Council on Local Results and Innovation.
Jim.
Senator Olson moves Mr. Strobel, Ms. Caldwell, Mr. Kudrowski, and Ms. Underwood. Discussion?
Mr. President?
Yep, Senator.
Just to ask, are there any local elected officials as a part of this group?
There are members of the group that are appointed by, I believe it's the counties and the cities, so there will be members who are local
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, you'll note that the term of office says that one initial appointment from each appointing authority must serve a two-year term. So I think you should decide which of these four people should have a two-year term.
Kudrowski.
Which one, did one of them say you have a preference, or?
I think the fourth that we came to was Patricia Caldwell. I think she'd probably be comfortable with a two-year term.
Analyst for AMC, formerly, is she a staffer for them?
She is, yes, and she's another one who has provided testimony here at the Capitol on redesign of local government and things like that. So she's well established in this field.
So she'll continue to be with the AMC, right? So
yes.
Maybe we should take either Mr. Kudrowski or Underwood. Is Underwood?
Mr. Chairman. You might note here that it says subsequent appointments for members appointed by the legislature will be appointed by the council,
right.
Including appointments to replace any appointees who might resign. So they're going to control. It doesn't really make any difference.
Should we let Jay off the hook? Is that who you think, Joe?
Jay was the one person.
If the council wants him, they'll reappoint him.
I'm gonna move. Kudrowski actually proactively tried to get on this thing.
I believe he was.
Others we recruited.
Well, and Jay Strobel was also active in creating the legislation with some of the people in the House who are working on
it. I think
Kudrowski
should be the 2-year.
The 2-year?
Okay.
Do you want me to move that too?
Then just incorporate in your motion.
Yeah, I'll incorporate.
Kudrowski's a 2-year term.
Yeah.
Okay, on Senator Olson's motion with that caveat, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
All right, the next is another new task force. This one will have a relatively short lifespan because they report in December, but two members to the Healthcare Reform Task Force. We recommend Senator Lynch and Senator Erickson Ropes, who have both been really active on this issue. So.
And these are apparently Senator Bergman's preferences?
Yes.
So I think this is who she asked to have on.
They're both.
Does that work for you guys?
And they have to finish their work by this December?
Yes. December 15th, they report to the legislature.
Senator Metzen moves.
I'll move them. There's two Democrats
and
here.
Ropes. Do you want to hold off till Senator Bergen gets here to explain?
If you guys are all right, but the only thing I noticed was there's two Democrats, and that's all right. You guys.
Do you want to wait till Senator Bergen gets here? Why don't we do that?
Maybe smart.
Let's wait till Senator Bergen gets here. Okay.
All right.
And they're both good.
The next is the Ladder Out of Poverty Task Force, another new task force created this year by Senator Jungbauer bill. We have four appointments to make, two from the majority, two from the minority. And from the majority, we would recommend Senator Marty and Senator Sharon. Both have expressed interest in being on the commission. And from the minority, Senator Jungbauer, again, who created the commission with his legislation, and Senator Fischbach were the recommendations.
Senator Senjum moves Fischbach, Jungbauer, Sharon, and Marty.
I will do that, and understanding that it's a Fischbach appointment here, so it's part of being a deputy leader.
Took one for the day.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
All right. Our next is the LCC Working Group on Ethnic Heritage and New Americans. We have a vacancy on this as a result of our former appointee, Gloria Contreras, resigning. She's moved on to different career path and has asked to resign. So we would recommend that Bo Tauyarabe be her replacement. She contacted us in the last month with interest in being on the working group. She's a director of Bridge, which is a philanthropic organization with the Asian American and Pacific Islanders and Philanthropy Group, and formerly with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Very impressive resume, and I'm sure she'll do a good job. So,
what did you say the name?
It's Bo Tauyarabe. It's Tao-Ura. B-E. And the first name is just B-O.
Oh, okay.
It's on the sheet.
Okay.
And that is, she is a female.
Yes, yes.
Among them.
And then Mr. Keller still wants to serve?
My understanding, yes.
Okay. Senator Olson moves John Keller, Bo Tauyarabe.
Well, the only one we actually, sorry, Mr. Chair, just need to make the Bo Tauyarabe.
Just have to do the one. All right. Senator Olson, you'll
move? I'll move that.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
All right. The next group is the Property Tax Working Group. We have two appointments to this. It's also a new commission. And our recommendations would be Senator Olsen and Senator Limmer. And they both agreed to serve.
Also move those two.
Okay, Senator Metzen moves Senator Olsen and Senator Limmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
All right, then we have the Regent Candidate Advisory Council. You may remember we made several appointments to this back in May, but there was another resignation by Steve Claypatch, who is an appointee that we had. He retired and asked to be taken off the commission. So we have one appointment to make, and we would recommend Brad Slauson Jr. Slauson is a 22-year Teamster and the president of his Teamsters local, chairman or trustee on several committees, including the Minnesota Teamsters Health and Wellness Fund. So we would recommend him to be the replacement.
That one.
Mr. Senator Metzen moves Brad Slauson Jr. to replace Steve Claypatch. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passed.
All right. We then have the Small Group Health Insurance Market Working Group, another new group created by legislation this year. It was a Senator Scheid bill that created the working group, so we would recommend that she be one of the appointments, and then Senator Perry would be the minority appointment on this one.
So did this come out of a... Okay, it must come out of a commerce bill of some sort? Okay.
Yes, and it... study and analyze the implications of expanding the small employer market to 100 employees. So.
Senator Senjum moves Senator Perry and Senator Scheid. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted.
And then the last one was a last-minute addition to our agenda.
Mr. Chair, can I ask you about that one?
Sure. Which the one we just did? The
yeah.
Small group one?
Chair, and there was a date a couple of weeks ago by which we needed an appointment, and in the absence of To meet that date, I simply self-appointed myself. I've been to two meetings.
This one?
It had to do with this going from 50 to 100 in small group insurance. Do you think it's the same committee?
My guess is that it is. And with several of these, there was a July 15th date, which we were unable to meet with most of these for a number of reasons.
So you think you should
well, I'm happy to I'm happy to move off that.
Serves your time.
So, you sure you want to do that?
Yep, your staff says that's what you want to do. On this.
I just did it as a public duty. You
know? Well, whatever knowledge you gain, pass that along to Senator Perry.
Or pass it along here. Tell us.
Okay, then the Advisory Council on Early Childhood Education and Care.
Correct. And again, this is a kind of a last-minute addition. Senator Clark has been one of the appointees from the Senate on this group, and she has asked that Senator Bonoff replace her. This is a group that serves at the pleasure of the appointing authority, so we can do that. We can accommodate both members on that. So we would recommend that Senator Bonoff take over that spot.
And Michelle.
I think Senator Clark believes she's otherwise occupied.
I believe that was the consideration.
Senator Metzen moves Senator Bonoff replace Senator Clark. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Okay, then all we have is the pill form.
So,
Senator Olson?
Senator Murphy had sent a memo to me about some transportation one asking if I'd serve on, and there were several or others.
Somehow I think we handled that.
Is that been, I thought probably that was coming before today.
Senator Murphy had some transportation.
An advisory
thing.
Group
oh,
on
that,
transit thing?
That is actually, that can be handled by the chair of the Transportation Committee on his own. So he's appointing a subcommittee of the Transportation Committee on a new initiative taking place at MnDOT.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank
you. Healthcare Reform Task Force. Who's all on that? Where did that come from?
The Healthcare Reform Task Force is new, and it was created by legislation, again, sort of in the last days of session, to study the impact and what we need to do regarding the federal healthcare reform bill. It's met once already. They don't have any more meetings scheduled at the moment that I'm aware of. I think there was some concern at the end of the last meeting that some of their work might be duplicative with what the Healthcare Access Commission is doing. So there's a chance, frankly, that they won't do much more meeting beyond this. And we had talked to Senator Berglund, and Senator Lynch had attended the first meeting. Just much like Senator Sundrum had said, he attended for the small market group, health insurance group. I think Senator Lynch and Senator Erickson and Ropes both are interested in this federal health care reform and how the state deals with
Governor
it.
Has 13 appointments.
Correct, and that he's made those 13 appointments already, and they had that the 13 and two members of the House and Senator Lynch were at the first meeting. Representative Thiessen and Representative Huntley were the two appointments, the two chairs.
Two Democrats there, too?
Yes. And this was one that did not specify minority-majority appointments.
Sarah Berglund's parking her car. She's here. She's parking her car. I get the impression this is one that,
I'm not sure if some of our members would want to take ownership of the health care reform, so federal health care reform. I think that might be a fairly accurate statement.
Plus, the governor has 13 appointments, so I would imagine that.
Well, we'll wait a sec. Senator Berglund's walking up right now.
But I won't speak for our leader.
Do we have other appointments, or is this pretty much it?
This is it for the summer.
We have a pretty active legislature here to appoint.
There were several appointments, Mr. Chair.
Is our process not
biased?
Yes. Run these through the Rules Committee?
That's a good point. Mr. Chairman, there is
or is this
a certain reluctance, I think, on the part of the members
of the Finance Committee and the members of the Rules Committee and maybe members generally to say no to those who want to create a new commission. As you'll recall, these, not all of them, but almost all of them came through the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee said no. And there were some extended discussions about, do you really need this? And ultimately, most of them made it.
We did get one turned into a subcommittee, I know. I got beat up doing that. You know, I think what happens sometimes is that when members can't get what they really wanted to get done, they create a task force.
Ms. Chairman? There is one other point I would like to make about the procedure here. Many, but not all, of these new task forces and commissions require the appointments to be made no later than July 15th. And I don't think the subcommittee has ever made much in the way of appointments before July 15th, so I have a discussion with state and local government about whether their guideline of July 15th is really realistic.
Mr. Chair, what are the consequences of, if we're not doing it? Would the commission, would the that entity go away?
No. Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, it's just a little bit of embarrassment and maybe some confusion and misapprehension on the part of the people who expect to be appointed and those who are interested in the commission that, oh, I thought we would be up and running by July 15th. No, sorry, you're not, because the Senate hasn't made its appointments yet. The Senate never does make its appointments by
July 15th.
It's pretty rare.
We're a deliberate group. Senator Berglund, we have gone through this entire list, except we have set aside Health Care Reform Task Force, and the recommendations are Senator Lynch and Erickson Ropes, which I mentioned were your suggestions. And no one is bucking at that. Just a question, why not one Democrat, one Republican? And
my recommendation was Senator Lynch and Senator Rosen.
Rosen?
Yes. Oh, not Ropes.
No, I don't think Erickson Ropes is even interested.
Well, she agreed to join us.
I mean, she said she didn't even want to chair a task force of the Health Care Access Commission. So I know that Senator Rosen had told me she was interested.
Okay. Ms. Hogan?
Senator,
you should maybe go up to him. The governor has 13 appointees.
I understand that.
She was, I mean, she was interested in the group and wanting to serve on the group. Had talked to Sam, had mentioned
it. Well, maybe she just didn't mention it to me.
I think it was probably just inadvertent, and, you know, that was her original request. And because she had proactively come forward and the House were appointing Democrats and it wasn't specified, we had just thought, given the fact that I think they had one meeting already and I'm not sure they're even going to be meeting again.
I understand it won't be a lot of meetings.
But we thought it would be, since she had proactively asked about it. But
okay.
Yeah.
Chair. So what do members want to do? Senator?
We do have Senator Rosen co-chairing a working group.
Okay. Of this group?
Of the Health Care Access Commission.
Which is a bigger or different group, right?
Well, I think it's the group that's really going to do the work.
Well, she's already on that one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So this group is a little more pro forma.
Well, I mean, this was created at the insistence of Representative Huntley. I did not believe that the governor's task force would make a lot of difference to whoever was elected the next governor. I didn't think we should really be wasting our time and money there, but I also had to get done. And there were certain things that they just absolutely had to have, and he seemed to think somehow we'd go back to yesteryear if we created this.
Why don't we take these two appointments? Sorry, Rosen's in the thick of it, apparently, where it actually matters.
Is that all right? Yeah, I'm more concerned about it.
I really want her to be involved in this, so I'm
but
certainly not
necessarily.
Well, I don't think that's going to matter so much.
You really want who to be involved?
Senator Rosen.
Okay.
And she's active in the Health Care Commission, which is the... Okay, so
Mr. Chair, just to ask, and, yeah, and maybe to Senator
Berglund.
Been a while. Is this just one of these till the end of the year things, or is this go on and on?
Yeah, no, it's just till the end of the year.
Okay. Also move those two. Then.
Metzen moves, Senator Lynch, Senator Ericson-Ropes.
Ericson-Ropes.
Rosen is already active, so apparently in a key position.
Rosen is a shorter guy.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, Ms. Helgen, is there something else you wanted to point out to us, or are you done with appointments? We're all good. Okay, members, thanks for taking the time to come in, and I hope your summers are all going well. Is there anything members are aware of that need to be appointed that we haven't thought of?